bear this in mind. Also, prepare for that. When your kiddos are gradually growing up, you are probably no longer the heroes they used to thought.
所以我们鼓励在这里的做爸爸的哈，做爸爸的我们要再接再厉，我们看见我们天父的样子，我们好好的成为一个孩子心中的英雄哈。
Yeah, so like encourage fathers, do not lose your heart. Continue to strive to be the heroes to your children.
今天也是在美国这边是父亲节。
And I know today is Sunday. This Sunday is the National Father's Day in the United States.
所以在这里真是祝每一位父亲你们父亲节快乐。
So once again, please allow me to congratulate all the fathers here a very happy Father's Day.
因为我们讲到父亲的话，不只是你有自己的亲生的孩子，你是父亲。我们也包括里面有继父的哈，也是一样，
yeah. 对吧？ So it's just not a birth fathers. We also have the stepfathers here. You are also the heroes to your children.
有的时候，这个做继父的比做亲生父亲的还要难哈。
And I think it's a lot harder for a lot of stepfathers to take care of the children.
还有的，我们虽然可能自己并不一定有孩子，好看上去好像是不是父亲，但实际上我们看到我们在属灵的家里面。有很多的这种父亲的角色在里面。
And of course, although you may not, you haven't been a father yet, but we still can see a lot of biblical spiritual father figures in this church and in all churches.
还记得保罗有说过一句话，他说，在神家里面哈，就是教会里面，师父有千千啊，师父有不少。但是为父的却不多。
So did you remember there? Paul used to say, Apostle Paul used to say, we remember that he's not a father, but he said at a church there may many teachers, but there few for fathers.
所以我们今天呢，大家可能也都知道为什么会有这个父亲节。
And you probably wonder what is the becoming of the Father's Day?
这个提议的是一个父亲的女儿哈提议有这样来纪念他的父亲。
You probably already know that was advocated by one of the daughters, a daughter of a father.
所以他这个女儿是住在Spokane, 是我们的华盛顿州里面的哈最东边的一个城市。
And interestingly enough, it is actually that was happening at Spokane, Washington.
所以第一次他们 第一次他们有这样的纪念是在女基督青年会里面哈，是1910年那时候他们有了第一次这样纪念的父亲的节。
So Father's Day was actually founded in Spokane, Washington at YMCA in 1910.
所以我想从那时候一直开始，慢慢的大家对父亲的角色就越来越比较尊重了，比较尊重。
And I think ever since then, it's becoming more popular, and actually people paying a lot of attention in honoring the Father's Day.
然后在美国后来就是立到那个立法里面，把定为这一天第三个星期天嘛是这个父亲节。
And it is getting so popular that it was actually made into the law that every on the third Sunday of every June they honoring father on that very particular Father's Day.
所以就做父亲的辛勤辛勤的劳动，他们培养儿女。这个供应家庭不但被家里面的孩子说要来纪念，也被这个整个社会甚至于国家都要来一起来纪念。
And it's truly we're very grateful for our fathers, for all the fathers around the world, and because they're not just protectors, they also provide everything the family need. So they're honored not just by the children, but also by the nations, also by all around the world.
所以还记得。在这个箴言里面箴言里面有这样一句话是十七章。
So if allow me to read one of the verses from Proverbs 17:6.
它里面后面是说父亲是儿女的荣耀。
So the grandchildren are the crown of old man.
所以我们也真是希望我们做父亲的能够真正的能够不辜负这样儿女的期望
And sorry, I'd like to make the correction. The glory of sons is their fathers.
所以我们真是做父亲的，我们能够怎样不辜负这些儿女的期望，能够真正的被他们所来尊重。
And I encourage all the fathers to continue to strive to be a better father, so that we'll be honored by our children.
所以当我们一想到过父亲节的时候，我们自己做父亲的也好，还有我们会纪念我们自己的父亲。
So we know on this particular Father's Day that we are remembering our fathers and our father figures at church or at the place around us.
对我们这些认识主的人，我们更加的，我们感觉到我们在自己做父亲的时候，可能是没有真正的做成一个符合天父心意的一个父亲哈。
When the years pass by, as a Christian, especially as a Christian, we gradually realize we probably fall short of glory being a father according to the Bible.
我们有许多的亏欠，对待我们自己的孩子也好，我们的妻子也好。
And then we actually fall short of glory to not just to God, but also to our own family, to wives and to children.
再进一步，那我们做孩子的时候，我们可能也是真是没有能够好好的听父母亲的话。
But if we look back when we're still young, we probably haven't been good sons or good daughters to our own parents.
所以也是给这些做父亲的也带来了很多很多的麻烦。
And we probably make a lot of troubles to our own parents, especially fathers.
所以说，如果我们有的人在学校里面做了一些不该做的事情被老师罚了也好。最后老师还是要 找父亲找家长 来谈话。
That kind of reminds me that back in our old school days, if the children get caught up by the teachers or being in trouble at a school, most likely the teacher would like to go talk to the fathers.
但我们有这样的遗憾，但没有关系。我们现在只要我们还活着在这里，我们就有时间，我们能够来成为一个好的父亲。
But regret not, we still have the time as far as we're living, we still have the chance to be becoming a good father or good mother.
我们能够成为我们孩子的榜样，是一个尊主为圣的一个榜样。
And I hope that all the parents here will strive to be a better parent, being a parent that who does the will of Heavenly Father.
所以一旦你成为父亲之后，这个父亲这个名字是，这个头衔是不会没有的。
So once your child, the first child is born, you are called a dad forever.
然后呢，你是如果是儿子的话，你这个儿子也一直是儿子，也不会这个儿子的名分也不会没有的。
But once you were born, whether you're if you happen to be a boy, a son will be you will be called a son forever to your father.
所以我们有时间，我们也求神可以继续给我们时间，在他里面好好的追求。
So I'd like to encourage all the fathers and sons, and actually as a matter of fact, all of us to meditate on the Bible and hopefully to be a better child of our Heavenly Father.
所以今天我的题目是说成为遵行天父旨意的父亲。
So today's theme or message is becoming a father who does the will of Heavenly Father.
所以我们先请大家一起来读一段圣经。
Let's start today's message with a few passage reading.
是在马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音第七章，我们要从第七节念到十二节。
So let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 12.
我们先用中文来念，从第七章的第七节到十二节。我们先用中文来念，然后再用英文。
So once again, book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Let's read the passage in Chinese first, followed by English.
好，你们祈求，就给你们寻找，寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他们石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西求给他们人吗？所以无论何事，你们愿意怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
So book of Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 through 12. Let's read together.Ask and will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he?If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets.
所以我们刚才读到，我们 刚才是讲耶稣讲的话。
So this is the passage from Jesus' teaching.
他在这里特别讲到，知道我们我们做父亲的，我们人虽然不好，但是我们会要拿好的东西给自己的儿女。
And especially in verse 11, Jesus says to us that I know that you are not good enough, but still you want to give the very best to your own children.
所以在这里就是说，他说你们中间有谁，如果你的孩子要向你要鱼的话，你反倒给他蛇呢？
And then so in verse 10, or if he asks for fish, he will not give him a snake, will he?
或者说，你的儿女要问你要饼，你倒反而给他一个石头呢？
Or when your children ask for a loaf, instead you give him a snake.
所以我们相信我们在这里做父母的，无论是
give him a stone.
我相信我们在这里做父母的，没有一个父亲一早起来就要想办法，我今天怎么使我的儿子或者女儿在学校或者今天一天都是不好过哈。
Yeah, I'm sure none of us as a parent would wish your children a very bad day at a school year.
所以我相信没有一个父亲是不想给自己的儿女更好的东西。
And I'm sure every single father and mother here will wish to give your children the very best you can offer.
但是我们也知道，我们常常真是做不到这点。
But unfortunately, we cannot do it all the time.
所以主耶稣在这里就告诉我们，他说，我们在地上的父亲虽然不好，都要给好。最好的给儿女。
So no wonder Jesus says here in verse 11 said that if you then being evil know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
所以我们在天上天父的话，他是更美更善的，他的心意就是要把最好的给我。
And of course our Heavenly Father who is all good and all perfect, who wants to give us the very best he can offer.
所以我们下面再读一节也是刚才二十一节。
So we like to move down to in the same chapter, verse 21.
我们先中文哈，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
So, Book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21, it reads, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven, will enter.
所以我们的天父的心意是要我们每一个人都能够到他那里去，在天国里。
And it is indeed our Heavenly Father's will that we will come into his kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣在这里也告诉我们，我们一定要遵行天父的旨意，不然的话，没有一个人能够进到天国里。
And here is Jesus teaching that we must obey and do the will of our Heavenly Father in order to enter His kingdom.
所以我们在这里借着今天也是父亲节，我们也正是鼓励所有的父亲，无论是年轻的或者是老父亲都是我们有这样的看见。
And I hope and encourage that through today's passage reading and also on this particular Father's Day, I want to encourage all fathers, whether young or old, to strive to be the father, become a father who does the will of Heavenly Father.
我们要看到我们主耶稣就是我们的一个榜样，我们要来跟随他，向他学。
Jesus is our role model, so we can learn from him to be a better father.
因为我们人实际上，我们每一个人，我们都是被造，是照着神的他的形象所造的。
And we have to bear in this mind that we all created by the image of God.
我们先来看在创世纪第二十七节。
So if we turn to book of Genesis 1:27,
在这里说，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image, in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them.
所以我们人不是像一般其他的动物一样或者植物一样，我们乃是照着神的形象所造。
So unlike all the other animals and all the plants, we were created by image of God.
所以，但是我们都知道，我们因着我们的祖先的犯罪，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But since the fall of Adam, the humankind or human beings fall short of glory of God.
所以我们以至于到现在，我们好像成为了一个自然的人一样。
And we become a little like natural. It seems we no longer look like God or look like an image of God.
我们里面失去了个什么东西呢？我们一个超自然的一个 一个能力我们失去了。
So what do we lose? Actually, we kind of disconnected by God, and therefore, hence, we lost the superpowers granted by our Heavenly Father.
实际上，你仔细想想的话，然后我自己也是一样，在我在认识主之前，实际上我们的生活起居，包括读书，然后结婚、工作，这些好像都是很所谓的很自然的，这个人就是这样活的嘛。
So if I recall, when I look back at my life before, before I believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him as my personal Savior, all my life just like a natural circle. You know, we grown up, we attend to school, we graduated, we got married, we got a career. It seems so natural. It's a natural circle.
如果然后慢慢的，如果到老，然后就离世。那这一生到底意义在哪里？
And then after we retired, we probably just spent a few years of retirement home, and then we live this world. So really, truly, what's the true meaning of life living on this world?
所以我们实际上是因为我们失去了和神的这个那个神的联系哈。
So have you ever thought about it? And what's the reason of that? And I can tell you that this is because we are no longer being connected with our own God, our own Creator.
所以我们从一个属天的地位，实际上我们堕落到一个只是变成属地了。
And we fall from a heavenly position onto this earthly position.
所以下面我们再来一起看一下，我们就来看两个比较，我们的祖先就第一个人亚当。和我们第二个亚当，就是主耶稣，来做一个比较。
And I think this is a comparison between the first Adam and the last Adam. First Adam is Adam, of course. Last Adam is Jesus.
好，我们在这里看到《哥林多前书》第十五章四十五节。
So if we turn to the book of First Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 45.
这是保罗在这个新约里面这样写道，好，他说，经上也是这样记着说，首先的亚当成了有灵。的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So in First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, it says, "So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul; the last Adam became a life-giving spirit."
我们记得哈，那个神造亚当的时候是用尘土造人。
And if we remember from the book of Genesis, we know that God made Adam out of dust.
然后呢，神呢向他的鼻孔里吹了一个生气，他就成了有灵的活人。
So when God breathed in the nostril of Adam, Adam became a man with a spirit.
但是我们知道他后来没有照着神的话语去做，所以他犯罪了。
And since the fall of Adam, we know that we no longer have the spirit.
那么我们在这个后面讲的第二个是耶稣，他是成了一个就给叫人活的灵，他是给予的，他是给予的生命的。
So the last Adam, that is Jesus, who became a life-giving spirit.
所以我们先可以把这里先放在心里哈，我们记得这个话，然后我们继续往下看四十七节。
And let's move down to First Corinthians 15:47.
头一个人是出于地。乃属土，第二个人是出于天。
So the first man is from the earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven.
所以我们先看到，刚才我们讲到，我们为什么就成为了好像自然人一样的，就是我们实在是属地哈。
And here is the answer to why we became or we live like a natural life. This is because we are from the earth, hence earthy.
属地是因为我们失去了神的荣耀，我们没有听神的话，才失去了我们属天的这个神的灵在我们当中，所以我们成为了又属地。
We are earthy because we lost the glory of God and we're disconnected from God, hence we become a earthy man.
好，那么我们下面再看第四十八节哈，四十八。
Let's move forward to verse 48, First Corinthians 15:48.
所以在那里讲到保罗继续说，那么属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。
So as is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy, and as it is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly.
所以我们如果变成了堕落，我们变成了属土的，那我们的结局也就是与属土的一样。
So just like the verse indicates that since we're earthy, so are those who are earthy.
那么属天的，就像耶稣一样的，如果是属天的，那就是耶稣怎样，我们也会怎样。
So as is the heavenly, so like Jesus, like the heavenly.
下面我想用一段，借用一段，有一位神学家，他也是借着这个看到这个保罗在这里哥林多前书里面所讲到的这一段的时候，他有他的一个体会哈，一个体会，我想分享一下。
I'd like to share a quote from one of the theologists who gave a comment on the comparison between the first Adam and last Adam.
他是个名字叫 Herman 哈，名字 Herman。
His name is Herman Riedebaus.
所以他在这里你看他讲的他说亚当和基督就像两个伟大鲜明对比人物。立在两个世界的入口处两个世界的入口处，代表两个受代表两个受造，旧造和新造，它代表两个造两个造，一个呢代表旧造，一个代表新造，他们的道路和命运也决定了所有属他们的人的道路和命运，因为所有的人都被包含在他们之中。
So Adam and Christ stand against each other as two great figures at the entrance of two worlds, two creations, the old and the new. And in their actions and fates lie the decisions for all who belong to them, because all men are comprehended in them.
因为我们你看他的讲哈，他的理解哈，实在是这两个人物，我们人所有的人，这个世界上所有的人都被包含在。这两个人当中。
So I believe this is truly an insightful understanding by this theologist who believe all the world, all of us, all the people actually are grouped into this or in the comprehension in both of them.
不管你信也好，不信神也好，或者信神也好。
So whether you believe in Jesus or you do not.
因为这些不是以我们自己的意志为转移，我们实际的情况就是这样。
And this is not by our own will that we can, as if we can choose this or we can choose that. But as a matter of fact, we are. Just like the theologist says that all men are comprehended in them.
所以我们在得救以前，我们都是在这老亚当里。
So before we were saved by Jesus Christ, we belong to the old Adam or the first Adam.
老亚当的路就是走一条是一条叫属地的路。
And actually, if we belong to the old Adam or first Adam, we are literally walking on the earthy path.
他的所有的集中力。全是在这个属地上面。
So all the path actually focuses on what is belonging to the earth.
我们也可以从我们自己能够看出来哈。
And of course, if we meditate, if we really have a reflection on our own selves, we probably know what this is becoming.
我们从生下来慢慢长大，我们就开始都是靠自己哈，我们靠自己努力奋斗。
Once we were born and once we grow up, we know how to strive in this world to be a better one.
我们来自己来决定我们所要做的事情。
We make our own decisions to make our own calls.
我们也用自己的意志来决定来选择
and by our own self will we make a choice
所以也就是说以我们自己为中心
in another word we are very self-centered
我们不会想到我们要去寻求神的旨意
and we were not thinking of seeking God's will instead
因为我们实在是属地我们所有的局限性我们的眼光只有在这个地上
because once we were earthy and therefore hence we focused on our own stuff and focus on the earthly things
但是我们主耶稣呢他是从天上来的
by contrast the last Adam that is Jesus who came from heaven
所以他的道路是属天的道路
so he walks a path of heavenly paths
所以你看整个新约哈，整个新约你好好回忆我们主耶稣他所说所做所行都是靠着来从天上神的话语
So the New Testament or all the New Testament actually his testimony is about his own work about his own will about his own action it's all from heaven
所以我们就看到这是完全两个不同的两个伟人站在这个两个世界的入口
So just like the quote says that we see that these two great figures at the entrance of two worlds
一个代表旧造
Two creations. One is the old.
一个代表新造。
And another is a new creation.
老亚当，他的命运，他所作所为，到最后的命运， 就是又回到土里。
So the first Adam, because he belongs to the old creation, so he started with old start, but he came back to the dust, to the earth.
但是我们主耶稣他遵行父的旨意，他所做所行都是按照父神的旨意来做。
But our last Adam, that is Jesus, who does the will of God.
他如今已经复活，坐在神的右边。
And now he has risen and be seated at the right side of our heavenly Father.
所以他是在属天的道路上面。
So he walks a path of heavenly paths.
这也是给我们在如今真是要有选择，我们要还继续在老亚当里面呢，还是说我们要出来，我们要进到这个新的亚当里面。
And it's really up to us to make a choice if we want to go with the old creation or we want to go with the new creation.
那我们再稍微再看一下这个老亚当和新亚当，他们到底是在哪些方面有一些具体的不同问题在哪里。
So if we would like to go deeper onto this issue, let's look on how many details that the old Adam or the first Adam used to do.
所以我们还记得亚当是怎么犯罪的。
So do you still remember the fall of Adam in book of Genesis?
因为在创世纪里面神跟亚当说有两棵树一棵是生命树有许多树，但特别有两棵树，一个是生命树，还有一个是分别知识善恶的树。
So this very famous story starts with when God is telling Adam to make sure that there are two trees in the Garden of Eden, that one tree of tree of life and a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神跟亚当说，这个分别善恶的树呢，你不可以吃，吃的那天。
And God has warned Adam by telling him that you shall never touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because by the day you eat the fruit from that tree, you shall die.
但是后来怎么发生呢？就是那个夏娃经不住这个撒旦的，就是蛇的引诱，他吃了那个不可吃的果。
But the strategy started when Eve was deceived by the serpent, and hence Eve ate the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
亚当那个时候，我们如果看中文的圣经，好像就是夏娃吃了这果子，然后呢就给亚当吃了。
If we read the Chinese translation, seems that Adam was not at the place when Eve ate that fruit.
好像有。不一定知道这个亚当是不是当时在还是不在，或者是有可能他吃了果子，然后带了一些果子回家，再去给亚当吃哈。
We didn't know for sure the details that if Adam was at a place when Eve took the fruit or how many fruits that Eve took from the tree.
但是呢，英文的版本呢，他是说呢是亚当当时和他在一起。
But the English translation says that actually Adam was with Eve when Eve took the fruit.
所以你可以想象那个时候。就那个亚当就站在那里看那个蛇怎么样来骗这个夏娃，他好像没有反应一样的哈。
So it seems to me that Adam was not innocent because he was there watching how the serpent deceived Eve to take the fruit.
至少圣经里面没有记载他说一句话。
Because there is no recording of his saying or persuasion, there is nothing recorded here.
他因为我们在一起学习，包括弟兄会学习的时候。也听到一些其他的讲法了，他说如果是亚当有这种心的话，那就更糟。
And of course, when we used to have a Bible studies, and especially when we study on this particular passage, there are a lot of interpretations on why there is no action or reaction from Adam. And people used to say that if Adam knew what Eve was doing, but there is nothing he did to prevent her from doing this, that's even worse. That's even worse on Adam.
亚当他们说亚当有可能在想。神说的，如果吃那天必定死，那我就看看他吃的时候死没死。
And you know, Adam, I wonder, well, since God has warned me that on the day that I take the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, I shall die. Let me see if Eve will die.
我们这只是猜测，不是圣经里面的，只是这样猜测。
But of course, these are just some guesses or interpretations.
那就说明把这个亚当就更糟了更糟。
And I think if this is true, I think Adam was even is a much worse role here.
但是虽然夏娃吃了这个果子，但是神却没有找夏娃。
So when Eve took the fruit and also shared the fruit with Adam, God didn't punish Eve first. Instead, he go and ask Adam.
所以他问亚当，你在哪里？
And God asks Adam, where are you?
然后呢，几句话之后，亚当最后说， 神说你吃了那个我叫你不可吃的果子。
And of course, after a few conversations, Adam finally confessed that yes, they took the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil.
但是亚当没有承担责任，他怪谁呀？他怪夏娃。
And of course, Adam tried to wipe off the responsibility by blaming Eve for that.
所以第一个亚当他没有担起他的责任来保护他的妻子，不受这个恶者的这个引诱和的他谎言。
So a few mistakes on Adam's side. Number one, Adam didn't take the responsibility by stopping Eve from eating that fruit.
然后呢，事发了之后也不敢承担责任。
And once it took place, it didn't have the guts to take the responsibility.
然后把这个事情赖在夏娃，包括也赖在神的身上。
And instead, he blamed Eve or even God for that.
他说，因为讲的是那个你给我的那个女人啊，她给我吃的果子。
Because he said, "Oh, that woman you gave me ate the fruit."
那我们反过来，我们看看我们的主耶稣哈。
But if we look at Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他来到世上。
As he came to this world,
因为我们人都犯了罪。
Because we all sinned.
因为我们都陷在罪中。
Because we are all stuck in sins.
所以我们的年限在地上年限也受到限制。
So our ages or years of living on this world is limited.
因为确实我们人自己犯罪，而不是神犯罪。
So bear this in mind, it is not God who sinned, it is us who sinned.
所以他来到世上，为着我们的罪，他担当起这个责任来。他来走上十字架来赎这个罪。
And yet, this sinless God, the sinless Son of God, came to this world to take the responsibility for the sake of sinners.
所以我们也知道这两个亚当一比哈，我们就知道一个确实是属地，还有一个是属天。
And by knowing all the truths and by all the details in comparison, we know that truly the first Adam is earthy, and hence the last Adam is heavenly.
我们从主耶稣就知道，神。给我们，他造我们人，他有他的旨意在我们当中。
And we know that through Jesus' teaching and also the revelation of the Bible, we know that God created us by His own image and His good will on all of us.
特别是对我们做父亲的哈。
And especially to all the fathers here, to all the fathers.
我们下面再看一个，是神他有一个给我们的人有一个责任。就是有工作，有一个工作需要去做的。
And of course, God gives us all the responsibilities, and particularly to fathers, we have a work to do.
我们在这里看到哈，这个约翰福音十七章的第四节。
And so, book of John 17:4.
这里描述到我们主耶稣，他在上十字架之前的时候，然后就跟天父是这样说的，他讲祷告的时候。
And this is a prayer that when Jesus had to the cross, he prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他说，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
Jesus says, I glorify you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
所以我们知道主耶稣在他从天上来到地上。他要做的是什么事情呢？
So we know that when Jesus came from heaven to earth, he has a work to do.
这个事他在这里说是天父托付给他的。
He has a work that his heavenly father has given to him.
就是叫我们地上的人都要转向父神。
And that all the earthly men were turned to God again.
所以他在这里说我在地上已经荣耀了你。
So Jesus says that I have glorified you on the earth.
这是神给了他的工作，主耶稣非常的清楚。
So that's the word that's the word the Heavenly Father has given to Jesus, and Jesus is very clear of that.
所以我们特别注意到，主耶稣在讲这话的时候，他还没有上十字架，对不对
？So bearing this mind, when Jesus says this, he hasn't had to the cross yet.
但是他在这里说，他说你托付我的事，我已经成全了。
And he said, I have accomplished the work which you have given to me.
我们有的时候常常会以为他上十字架那个是神托付给他是他要上完之后才能成全。
And we were mistaken by thinking actually it's on the cross that then by that time Jesus has accomplished the work that Heavenly Father has given to him.
所以主耶稣在这里说，他说我在地上已经荣耀了你，这就是神给他的。他的工作，你托付我的事，我已经成全了。
But this is not true. Now, as a matter of fact, before he even headed to the cross, Jesus has accomplished all the work that his heavenly Father has given to him.
因为他上十字架，实在是因着我们的罪，他自愿上去，将我们赎出来。
So he took the turn to take the responsibility for all the sins that we have sinned.
那么我们人呢？我们每个人是不是神在我们每一个人身上是不是也有他的旨意呢
？So how about us? Does God also given us? Does also give us all the responsibility or have a work to do?
啊，我们做，特别是我们今天是父亲节，那我们就讲父亲。
And since it's a Father's Day today, and especially on fathers,
我们难道我们的工作仅仅就是？来养活这个家庭吗
？So as a father, is this your only responsibility to take your own family, have a job, to protect your family, and put food on the table?
这一定是我们的责任，哈，是我们责任的范围一部分。
Yes, this is a part of the responsibility for all fathers.
我们需要去工作，然后可以家里面有食物吃，然后还可以付学费，当孩子要上大学的时候。
And yes, indeed, for the fathers, it is one of the responsibilities to protect the family, put food on the table, pay tuitions for the college, and etc.
这些都是。是我们的责任，特别是做父亲的哈。
And yes, indeed, this is actually part of the responsibility, especially for fathers.
难道我们仅仅就是这些吗
？But is that all?
我们实际上看到做父亲的，他是神给我们有一这样的责任，是要我们就像耶稣一样的，作为整个家的一个带领。
And actually, God also has given all the fathers another work to do.
是要带领着家，而且保护这个家。
That is to be a spiritual leader of your family.
你们不只是我们生活上面所需要，更是我们灵命里面的所需要。
So not just our daily need, but also our spiritual need.
要带领整个家能够认识神，来荣耀神。
So I think this truly one of the important responsibility for all fathers to lead all the family to grow up and live a spiritual life.
而且我们的范围不仅仅是自己的家，然后我们要考虑到我们整个的邻居社区。以至于这个社会。
And it's not just only limited to your own family, but also should be extended to the community, the neighborhood, and the church, and surroundings around us.
我们真是要以基督的心为心。
So truly, we should take Jesus' heart as our own will.
所以我们这次就去年的时候，我们参加了有一个叫做 Awana 的 conference。
And last year, me and a few other co-workers attended Awana conference.
这个 Awana 它意思就是说要做神无愧的工人。
So Awana stands for to be a worker that is worthy to the Lord.
做神对 ，Yeah. 所以我们呢，所以这个主要是带领孩子们哈，带孩子们的一个来学习圣经。来认识神的一个这个星期五的晚上。
So Awana is a Christian youth program. We usually hold every Friday evening.
所以在那次的会上面呢，我们听到了一个见证哈，一个见证。
So on that particular Awana conference last year, I heard a testimony.
他呢他自己讲的时候，他已经是应该是看了年纪，应该大概是60多岁了。
And it was shared by one of the brothers there. He was about roughly in his 60s.
他也是这个现在还继续是Awana里面的一个老师。
And he continued to be a Awana teacher.
我们讲老师，实际上Awana不用这个老师的词，他是讲。做带领的哈，带领的，做榜样的，做榜样。
So not exactly a Awana teacher, but rather a Awana leader, and in other words, a role model.
他是说他在小的时候，大概是5岁的时候，有一天他爸爸出去工作，就再也没有回来。
So he shared a story of his personal life that when he was only 5 years old, one day his dad walked out of the house and head for work and never turned back.
所以他们家有好几个孩子，他是最大的。
And he was the oldest brother of the family, and he had a few siblings.
后来他们去查了一下，最后在一个便利小店里面知道他父亲可能拿了个发到的工资，然后在那个里面拿到了钱。
So later learned from the police report that his dad was last spotted in a convenience store, that his dad purchased a few stuff at a convenience store and then disappeared and gone for good.
Cashed
up his salary check and is gone forever.
So, 他们后面就没有再看到了父亲。
And they no longer had any trace of his father.
所以就留下了母亲带领这几个孩子。
And so here the family left with a mother and a few little ones.
后来教会的有带他们这个孩子去带他去 参加那个晚上的Awana的活动。
So the church, a local church, extended their invitation to that family and brought the kid, brought the boy to attend Awana program on that on Friday night.
所以他在那个里面找到了爱。
And where he found love.
特别是有一次，他说他。他们教会里面要做组织一个活动，就是父亲和儿子要在一起的一个晚上的活动。
And especially on a particular event when there was a father-son event.
在教会里面，每当要提到有父亲的事情的时候，对他来说是最最难也最最苦的事情。
And it took him a lot of pains to endure whenever there was even a mention of a father and son event.
因为从人的眼里看。他没有父亲。
Because from people's perspective, he was fatherless.
他的父亲抛弃了他们，也抛弃了他们的母亲。
Because his father worked out of their lives and forsake the mother and the kids for good.
所以像他这样子的话，怎么能够参加这个教会里面特别的这个活动呢
？And how he was able to attend any father-son event since he was fatherless?
但这个就在这个时候，坐在他后面的。有一位就是我们叫 Awana leader， 就是他的老师了。我们现在叫就是一位这个老师呢，来轻轻来拍拍他。
So, but a Awana leader who's seated behind him patted his shoulder.
那个老师跟他说，你能不能帮我一下
？And by saying, "Hey, could you do me a favor?"
我呢，都三个都是女儿，我没有儿子。
Hey, listen, I have three daughters and I do not have a son.
你能不能这个我们两个一起去这个教会的参加这个教会的活动，父亲和儿子的活动
？Will you do me the honor by attending father-son event by joining me?
所以他真是感动到，就是说这位像关心他的不只是这个人，整个教会他也从此。认识了神。
And he felt the love, and he felt the love, and the heart was so touched. And ever since he started to attend the church more regularly.
所以我们真是要从父天父那里得到我们真正能够为父的心，能够让孩子们能够成长，真正的成长。
And I hope that all the fathers here will become a better father who really knows and also does the will of our heavenly Father.
好，这是一个好，我们也在这里鼓励我们所有做父亲的，不但只是为我们自己的小家，我们更把心胸更加的放大。我们大家在这里教会，还有邻居社区，我们都把我们的爱心从神所领受来的，能够真实分享出去。
And I hope that all the fathers are just not taking care of our own families, but also extend your love towards your neighborhood, your communities, your church, and the places around you.
好，那么下面我们神还给我们一个责任。
So,Yeah, fathers, this is not stop here. Let's not stop here. Father has another work to do.
所以还有一个是神给了我们妻子，要我们去爱，要我们去关怀。
And you see, our Heavenly Father also give husbands or give fathers the wives to take care and to love.
对不起，我刚才有没有 skip 掉一点那个？
没有。
没有。这个我刚才没有解释是吧
？Oh, the Father's Day sale.
所以我们看所以做父亲呢。我们的责任不光是拿起锤子来，拿起扳手来，拿起东西来做工。我们更重要的是要带到我们的孩子，带到属灵的上面去。
Yeah, that's typical for Father's Day sale. So you see, it's not just Father's work to do all the hammers, all the handy work. And we also have a work, just like we mentioned here, also have a work to take care of the family, but also extend it to our communities, neighborhood, and our churches and the places around us.
所以在这里这个广告是做的，让我们父亲能够。做得更加快好，工作更加快好，有效。
Yeah, and I hope that the Father's Day sale will encourage all the fathers to be a better, quicker, and handier in the future.
好，我们再下一张，谢谢。然后，好，我们下面又有一个我们的责任就是爱我们的妻子和关怀他们。
So father's responsibility or father's work just doesn't stop there, but also father's has another role or has another work to do, that is to take care of your wives and also caring for your wives.
我们也是在这里也是以主耶稣为榜样。
And if we of course we also learn from this from our Lord Jesus Christ.
是在以弗所书第五章是这样说。
And this is from Book of Ephesians 5:25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So Ephesians 5:25 it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her."
所以我们啊这些啊，我想你做父亲的话一定是有妻子，对不对
？So if a man has to be a father, he has to marry first. So and hence a wife.
所以在这里在讲到做丈夫的话，要爱你们妻子，就像耶稣啊基督爱教会一样。
So the Bible teaches us that husbands love your wives just as Christ also loved the church.
所以把我们的地位放了多何等的高哈。
So you see, God pay a lot of attention to fathers because you just don't have a you not only have a family but also have wives to take care and caring and care.
所以我们都知道，我们主耶稣他为了教会，他为了教会，他走上十字架。
And we know that Jesus had to give himself up for the sake of the church.
保罗也这样看见教会。也就是主耶稣的心腹。
And no wonder Paul says here that church is Jesus' bride.
我们还记得我们前面几年的我们教会的主题哈，就是说像心腹，就教会像心腹一样装备整齐，迎接主耶稣。
And I think if you still remember, in a few years back, our church used to have a theme that is the church be prepared like a bride waiting for the coming of Jesus.
好，那么下面我们再看一章。那么对于我们每一个人来讲，每一个做父亲的、做丈夫的，我们的责任是在哪里呢
？So what are the responsibilities for all the fathers, and not just being fathers, but also as husbands?
所以神给了我们妻子，是要我们去爱她的。
So you see, the Lord or God given all the husbands wives to take care and to love and to care.
是要我们去爱护、关怀她的。
So all the husbands, it's really their responsibility to take care and to love and care for their own wives.
所以在这样照片一样的，实际上有丈夫和妻子联合的话，这已经成为了一个家庭。
You see, so if you look at the picture, that there is a union. If you see the union, that union is between a man and wife.
然后孩子只是这个家庭的扩张哈。
And of course, children are just an addition to that union.
所以当你爱妻子的时候，你就看到这是成为一个非常。幸福的一个家庭。
So you see that the old saying used to say, "Happy wife, happy life."
所以你看看这个，所以在这里这张照片，特别是丈夫和妻子是手牵手哈。
And of course, if you see the picture, that this is what a happy family is about, that everyone is hand in hand.
也有些照片可能画出来是孩子在中间，但是丈夫和妻子各自牵着孩子的手，但孩子牵在一起。我更喜欢这个。
Yeah, some other happy family pictures also show that the children are in the center. But I think I prefer this. I like this picture a little better.
所以我们对待妻子神给我们的责任，我们就要去爱她。
And so truly, this is the work for all the husbands, for all the father, for all the husband to take care of your wives and also loving them and caring for them, caring them.
而不是去利用他们哈。
And not just take advantage of them or use them.
或者我们更不是来怎么说呢剥削他们或者压制他们欺压他们。
Or to oppress them, to abuse them? No.
这个一定不是哈这个。
And I'm sure this is not what the husband is about to do.
好，我们下面第三个责任，我们第三个责任。
And the third responsibility or the third work for all the fathers to do.
我们也是来看我们主耶稣告诉我们的说。
We still learn from what Jesus said to us.
因为我们第三个是神有他的一个旨意，我们需要去遵行的。
And so you see, God just not give us the responsibility to take care of family, take care of children, take care of wife. God also give us other responsibility to do.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音里面就是这样记载到四章的三十四节哈，你看到。
And so the third work for the fathers, for the husband to do is to do the will of God.
主耶稣说：“我的食物。”是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
So from Book of John 4:34 says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work."
所以主耶稣很直接的告诉我们大家，就是他来的目的，他所来的目的就是来遵照神的旨意而来。
So Jesus says clearly that his food is to do the will of him who sent him to and accomplish his work.
所以我们一样，同样我们要学习我们的主。
So in the same way, when we learn from Jesus and do as he did.
所以我们生活在这地上，有神的旨意在我们当中，每一个人都有。
And you see, as we're living on this world, we're still living. We have a particular plan, or we have a particular purpose granted from God.
我们要不要去好好的追寻一下？ 能够神在我们每个人身上自己身上的旨意是什么。
And the last really to spend a few times and spend some time to really to pursue the purpose and will of God on each and of us, each and every one of us.
因为他旨意，我想不一定不是我们只是慢慢长大，然后去工作啊，读书工作，然后成家生孩子，然后退休，然后就离世。
And I think his purpose in us is more beyond we grow, being a grown up, attending good school, got graduated, got a good job, got married, have children, and retired and waiting for God.
所以我们啊，真是去好好的寻求。
And let us actually spend time in searching God's purpose on us.
我们不要把我们这一生哈、啊、神给我们的就这样的浪费掉。
Let's just not waste our time by just living like any other people.
如果我们这一生啊。到现在还没有认识神的话，我想要赶紧的抓紧了。
So I believe if we haven't believed in Jesus Christ or haven't searched Him, please let us let's take advantage of time that we still have time to pursue Him, to seek Him.
所以这张画片哈，在画面上面说，神啊、对我有他的计划啊。
So you see, the picture says God has a plan for me.
所以啊、如果仔细看到那个笔上面写的是耶利米书里面来的哈。
And that verse is actually from a book of Jeremiah.
所以我们当我们认识神的时候，真到知道神在我们个人身上的旨意的时候。
So if we really pursue His will of God, His will, and knowing His purpose in us.
我们能够成为更好的父亲。
I believe we fathers, you will become a better father.
因为我们成为有智慧的父亲。
And I believe you are becoming a wiser father.
也使我们的家庭孩子他们能够成长得更好。
And you will take care of children, and that children, your children will be a better children, be better children.
至少你也会知道这个神在你将来你这个孩子身上的旨意是什么。
And you probably will know better the will of God on your children.
所以也不会去逼着孩子要做你要想他做的事情。
And you probably no longer push your children to do what you want them to do.
你而是按照神的心意，在他身上的心意，神的所造来培养他成长。
But instead, you encourage your children to do things what God wanted them to do.
好，那么怎么让我们来真正的了解神的在我们身上每一个人的旨意呢
？So how can we know the will of God for us?
所以第一个，我们就是。要遵行主耶稣给我们的一切的命令。
And of course, by number one, obeying every God's teaching and commandments.
因为我们天父说了，耶稣是他所喜悦的，要我们都听他。
Because our Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son that I'm delighted for, that I'm delighted."
所以第一条就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So number one, from Matthew 4:17b, the second part, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们还记得东平弟兄也在这里讲到的时候也提到也叫大家回去找一下在新约里面到底有多少那个主耶稣给我们的命令哈。
And our brother Jonathan Pond had mentioned a couple of times during his passages, during his messages, that let's go and find how many kingdom heavens that Jesus has mentioned.
所以我们大概能数起来的话，可能将近有十条的样子。
And I think there are probably about 10 commandments or 10 teachings or commandments from Jesus.
那么我今天只选了三个哈，在这里。
And I picked three of them.
那么再下面一章是说。到我这里来学我的样式。
And from Book of Matthew 11:28-29 says, "Come to me and learn from me."
都是主耶稣的命令，也是主耶稣的呼召。
And you see, that's not just Jesus' teaching, but also His calling.
所以这个是写在马太福音28:29节。
And this is from Book of Matthew 11:28-29.
好，再下面一条，那是大家都非常熟悉的哈。
And this one must be a very familiar one that you know a lot about. This
Yeah, 因为他是说这是主耶稣说的你们要彼此相爱像我爱你们一样这就是我的命令
So this is from Book of John 15:12 says this is my commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you
我现在只是把这些列出来如果我们能够遵守他的命令的话
So I'm just listing all the teachings or the commandments from Jesus So if we truly obey all of these
所以我们就能够开始来遵行
We will start a journey to do the will of God and start to obey the will of God.
就让我们这一生实在不是虚度了哈。
Let us not waste this life on earth.
让我们这一生在神的眼里也被纪念。
And I hope that we spend a life that is remembered by our Heavenly Father.
真是人 让我们天父的他的爱能够借着我们每一位做父亲的也能够流露出来。
And encourage all the fathers to live out the love of God, so people will know, not just know the love of you, but also the love of God.
不但祝福啊自己家里面的孩子和这家庭，也正是祝福到所有啊你能够接触到的邻居也好，社区也好。
So not only that you show your love towards your family, but also show love to your neighbors, your communities, and all the people around us.
哦，真是我们每一位做父亲的在这里，啊，真是鼓励大家一起，我们在这里彼此的啊鼓励，还有彼此的激励。
And I encourage all the fathers here would encourage one another and inspire each other.
那么我也在这里也讲一下，做父亲的如果早上可以起来早一点的话，啊，星期三一起可以到这里来，我们这里有一个啊弟兄一起的聚会。啊，在这里啊，来成为一个更好的啊，更好的男人了。
And of course, just another on another note that if you strive to be a better father and learn how to be a better father from Jesus in Jesus, I'd like to encourage you to get up a little early, especially on Wednesday morning, that you can join the fraternity on that where encourage brothers to be a better brother and a better father.
所以我们当中已经有许多人也啊一起在里面学习过。
I know a lot of the brothers had joined the fraternity already.
所以有些用的一些这些东西，你们都很熟悉，有些哈，知道我是从那边学过来的。
Yeah. And if you have attended, I'm sure you must be very familiar. You must be very familiar with a few passages that I've just used.
我们听到最多的就是说，太早了，起不来。
And well, usually I would hear the comments such as, "Well, it's too early. I cannot get up that early."
我想，如果你真正愿意为妻子舍命的话。这点不算什么吧。
But trust me, if you have the will, if you really have the will to give up yourself, your life for your wife, you will get up. You can do it.
还有一个他里面学习的非常好的是，我们常常会讲啊，我们一定要与主耶稣同死同死哈。
And of course, you know, during that study, during the fraternity Bible study, there is a lot of mention on we die together with Jesus. We die together with Jesus.
我想你们大家都听到这句话，可能就成为一个口号而已，没有真正的实际上不知道怎么该死哈。
I hope that this you probably just like this kind of becoming a kind of slogan or propaganda that we truly don't know how to die along with Jesus.
所以啊，你们如果早上可以来的话，六点钟来的话，你们一定会学到怎么死法。
Yeah. So if you really can get up around 6 o'clock every Wednesday morning, I assure you will know how to die with Jesus.
我们有个口号就是说，死了再活哈，死了再活。
Yeah. And of course we have a slogan such as you die first then live again.
Yeah, die to live.
Die to live. We die to live.
好，我们下面一起祷告。
And let us bow down and pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们真是在这里要感谢和赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, how much we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你赐给我们的实在是做儿女的心，我们在这里呼叫阿爸父。
Because you truly grant us the precious position as your children, where we can when we can call you Abba Father.
我们真是在这里敬畏你，赞美你。
And Lord, we want to honor you and praise you.
真是让我们在所有在这里做父亲的都来到你的面前。来寻求你。
And Lord, we know that it is truly your calling to call all the fathers here to come before you.
也向你祷告，来改变我们。
To pray to you to change all of us.
让我们真正成为我们主耶稣的门徒，是所讨你喜悦的。
So that we truly become your disciples, and we will find him, you find us in favor.
让我们都成为每一个人的祝福。
And we pray that may each and every one of us will be a blessing to people around us.
将一切的荣耀都归给你。
Because we want to give you all the glories.
祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.